Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am the co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today we'll be talking about to be real. To be real, family. Other words, to be authentic. What does it mean to be authentic or to be real? You hear this, this word or this phrase go around a lot. I'm real. Keeping it real. You know, you heard Al Sharpton say it. You heard a lot of different political leaders, different rappers, different entertainers, different actors, different stuff like that. Just talk about real. And in today's society, you will be baffled on the different variations and definitions of that term. But on a mental health front, we're going to talk about how being real can affect your mental health. How encompassing the definition of the correct definition of real, or not the correct definition of, not the correct definition, but the most beneficial definition of it that will help you in mental health. Because we all have different terms and different ways to define terms. However, we in this podcast, we want to grow in our mental health fronts. We want to grow our relationships with our family. We want to grow our businesses. We want to grow with the people that we love. So with that being the case, we want to use these terms in the best way for mental health. So let's talk about how to be real. Let's talk about what stagnates that. Let's talk about how to define that. And let's talk about how to push forward using that as one of the keys. So first and foremost, family, to be real or authentic is to have a spirituality that encompasses your energy. I'm going to repeat that. So to be real means to let your spirituality flow. It's to let your spirituality flow. That's what it means to be real. It doesn't mean to be tough. It does not mean to be protruding. It does not mean to be abrasive. To be real means to let your energy flow through your body, your spirit. That's your chakras. You have a chakra system. Every human being and animal on this planet has a chakra system. That chakra system balances the energies within you. It lets you know, or your throat chakra lets you know when you need to say something. Your heart chakra lets you know when you feel something. All these chakras, your the chakra in your gut, your pelvis chakra, it lets you know when you have that gut feeling. All these chakras align in your body so that you can flow, so the energy can flow out of you. You block these chakras when you don't say something. You block your throat chakra. When you got something in your heart and you don't let it go, you block your heart chakra. We block the energies within ourselves all the time, and then we still protrude like, I'm keeping it real. How real are you keeping it if you're around somebody, if you're around your sister who stole from you, you don't want to say nothing to her? How real are you if you're around your mom who treats you negatively, but you don't want to say nothing to her? How free-flowing are you if you realize that your father has some devastating issues and that are causing you and your children potential harm, but you're not saying anything? So that's what I'm saying. Not just necessarily on the saying some aspect, but just to doing something. How many times that you knew that the food that you were putting in your body were damaging you, and then you still ate it? How many times that you knew that you were going to be going to intercourse with somebody who could potentially bring your spiritual level down? You were going to soul tie with somebody who you didn't know and who had negative emotions. All of these things can add to the fact of keeping it real, being authentic with yourself, knowing that you're not doing what you say that you're going to do, or what you say you stand for, or how you feel inside. That is not protruding outside. You know, a lot of us call each other only on holidays and birthdays and certain little special occasions that picked out by the calendar, and wonder why, especially in African American communities, we yield no power as family structures. Because there's no real. You have to be real with yourself. And like I said, that goes with the food you eat. Is it the best thing for you? The people around you, do they really treat you well? Can you voice your opinion? Can you be your authentic self? Or do you have to wear the certain shoes like how these people wear? Or do you have to, you know, have the certain job like how these people have? Or do you have to talk the certain way how these people talk? Or can you be yourself? That's authentic. Some of y'all like to, you know what I'm saying, like red bows in your hair. Or some of y'all like to wear pencils in your head. That's fine. You might be the person who started the pencil in the hair trend. But that should not be the goal in which you should do something to start a trend or to be a social catalyst. The goal should be because it's in you. Because it's in you and it needs to come out. That's the realness. A lot of us been so phony for so long, we don't even know how to reach the level of real. My solar return just passed yesterday. I got relatives, no family. Only family I have is the Being Black 2020 family. I have relatives. Relatives called me, and I let it to be plainly known. If you can't call me on May 1st, if you can't call me on August 15th, if you can't call me on January 29th, then this happy solar return, happy birthday, whatever you want to call it, means shit. It means shit. Happy Father's Day means shit. Happy Mother's Day means shit. All these empty platitudes mean shit when I can't trust you, when I can't depend on you, when I don't know what angle you're taking, when you pop up in my life when you want to express things how you want to, when you treat me on your own terms and don't even try to get to decipher and break down and learn with me. And it's for everybody to depend, to push these type of relationships either to the curve or to the forefront. Because the more you patronize, the more ignorance is going to flourish in your life. Because we now all we've been doing is patronizing phony ass people. And then they've been expecting responses like they're genuine. And then, especially with African Americans, not just African Americans, but this goes to every other subgroup in the world too, because the 8% rule the world just because this fact alone, because we too damn phony. Everybody, not just African Americans, the Mexicans, the Chinese, all everybody phony than a motherfucker. Everybody trying to fit into certain categories and then not even open and allow themselves to be receptive to the energies that are around them. You got people around you that are beautiful. But you just don't support them because your phony ass worried about being a motherfucking the best police officer you could be. Or your phony ass worried about being the best mother you could be. Well, you could just be the best person you could be and depend and uplift this person. Support this person. Provide resources. We'll bring together resources. But no, we want to depend on other families. When we want clothes and food, we go to the Waltons, the Walton family. When we wanna store our money and our resources, we go to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. But yet, every family in the world think they own something. Every family in the world think they own something. Oh man, my family ain't shit. Because they can't provide for the future generations without the help of the elitists. You're dead. And it's very simple. The reason why we don't address these things is because we're not being real. We will let our father work in a factory till he drops dead at 76, 80 years old. And without telling him, you know, Father, I care about you, but you're beating your body. There's no way you can care about your mind when you're beating yourself up like this. No, mom, take more concern about your life. It's beautiful. Look out. You're in your 60s. Explore. Take care of yourself a little bit better. Do some soul searching. You look vulnerable. You're susceptible to any disease. Even on a preliminary level, can compromise your immune system. You're living and eating filth. You should be comfortable being real. You should be, every environment that you walk on should be a stable ground when it comes to people that you are related to. But then again, that goes to the point that you're related and not family. Because it's too damn phony. The ground you stand on can be the platform that elevates you or the pit that drops you. It's up to you. Where are you going to stand? Are you going to have a understanding, something that you can stand on and look up under and tell that this is confirmed or, and steady? Or are you going to have an oblivion, somewhere where you just a sunken place, somewhere where you just have this empty thoughts and emptiness all around you? And when you wake up one day wondering why you are and where you are and how did you get to this point in your life? And I'm telling you right now, the road to fakery is the road to fuckery. It's the same road. The same people engineered the same road. You have to be authentic with yourself. And at the end of the day, at the end of the results, you get something that you manifested through the energy that came from you. But right now, you got officer friendly. You know, you got people trying to live out. You got people trying to live out their favorite movies. You got people trying to live out how they think their rapper should live. How they think their favorite rapper lives. You got people, you know, living out their dreams on a superficial level of how somebody else told them they should live, or how people around them depicted successful people living. Oh, successful people do this. Oh, you know, people with money do this. Oh, people like this do this. I'm telling you right now, family. If it flows, let it go. That's spirituality. That's authentic. That's the nature of one's true identity. Without that, we're just this uniform garbage floating around, becoming a parasite to every environment that we host. Don't be parasitic, family. Bond with your environment. Don't suck up and destroy your environment. That is not the natural way of order and how it flows. The natural way of order and how it flows is that when you encompass energy, you let it flow without you. If you encapsulate energy, it's just like you shaking up a pop. A lot of us have that fizz inside of us, ready to pop, because we've been shaking ourselves up, capsizing all of our energies, holding everything in, expecting one day to reach this pinnacle in which we can just let ourselves go. But let me tell you right now, family, you're going to explode. You're going to have a spontaneous combustion. And you know, you'll never know how that affects or what that affects, because that is an explosion of energy. Is it a burst of energy? You know, you're overwhelmed. You're whelming yourself. You're overwhelming yourself. It's time to let it go. Let it flow. Those energies inside of you, those thoughts that tell you, you know, I should have told this person, you know, to back off. I should have told this person I don't like to be treated like this. I should have told this person I don't want this job. I should have told this person I don't like to be treated this way. I should have told this person all that you should have did is flowing in you, waiting to come out. So I provoke you this day to be true to you. Be true to you. Encompass the energy that flows within you and let it flow out. And then you will start to see a shift in people who want to be around you, who gravitate towards you. All of these things will start to shift in a way that is more accommodating towards your natural self. When you let your natural self flow, everything else goes. So until next time, family, I appreciate the people who came and absorbed the energy of the of this podcast. Like I say, if you have any questions, go to TheBeingBlack2020.com or BeingBlack2020 on TikTok, BeingBlack2020 on Instagram, and BeingBlack on Facebook. We will message within the hour. Like I said, there's more products and more things that will uplift mental health and more things that will come add to the structure of self-determination and self-building on the website. Like I said, any questions, feel free. So until next time, family, peace and hotel.